something for the weekend on Saturday. How are you? It's Trina Mara. I am thrilled to have the comedian Al Murray on the line this morning. Hi, Al. How are you?
I'm very well. Yes, I'm grand. Yes.
I'm sorry. I'm a minute or two late calling you, and I'll tell you exactly why. I had to dry my tears. I've been looking at the John Lewis Christmas ad. Oh, my God. Why do they do this to us? Make us all emotional wrecks.
Well, I have a heart of stone, Trina. I watched it and I thought, oh, well, you know, OK.
You're joking me.
It didn't reduce me to a quivering sponge. No.
Now, which one did you see? Because I'm wondering, I think they put out fake ones to kind of throw us off the scent. And I'm hoping that the one that I've watched is really the genuine one. So what one did you watch?
It had a skateboard in it.
A skateboarding? And it didn't make you cry?
No, it didn't make me cry. No, but like I said, I've got a heart stone, Trina. I've been on tour all year. So I've used up all my tears a long time ago.
Are you wrecked, by the way, from being on tour after having such a great time sitting back during COVID?
Yeah, actually. I found it. COVID was the longest I've ever been at home in my life. Mm-hmm. I've never been at home for, you know, 2 years before. I'm always away. I'm always off. I'm always doing something. And I have actually found going back on the road quite tricky, you know. I didn't think I would. I thought I can't wait to get out there again, but I found it a bit more difficult.
Yeah, living out of a suitcase, whereas when you're at home.
Exactly. And crappy sandwiches and all that sort of thing, you know. Yeah. But you know, the gigs are really great. It's always the thing is that I think the thing we actually get paid for is the stuff in between. The gigs are fun. You do that for nothing, but it's the motorways and service stations and terrible sandwiches and the smell of my tormentor's farts.
You know? Oh, yeah, well, yeah, no money can replace. Yeah, exactly, can compensate you for that.
Yeah,
do you know
exactly
what I think about these service station sandwiches? I don't know how they make them, but they must put them into some sort of a machine that dehydrates bread so that there's absolutely no moisture whatsoever. The bread has to be as stale as possible, doesn't it?
Yeah, exactly. And they have to be limp by the time you get to them, and sometimes too cold for any flavour and all that. And you know, that's why I get grumpy if I'm away, if I'm touring. But but like I say, the brilliant thing is with this show on Sunday at Vicar Street, it's the last day of the tour. It's the last night of the tour. We're finishing in Dublin. Normally we do it sort of in the middle of the tour, so it's a cause for joyous celebration that we're finishing up in what is probably one of my favorite gigs to play, full stop. It's a great place to play.
It's nice. And you're so well known doing the pub landlord, which is a very British character. So how does that go down in Ireland?
Well, I mean, I don't know what Irish people think of the British. maybe we could have some fun with that. The thing about the pub landlord is when I play him abroad, that tends to be what happens. Is people are like, oh yeah, this is what you lot are like. Whereas sometimes in the UK, people are going, is he taking the mickey out of us? Who does he mean? Is he having a go at me? Whereas, you know, if I go to Australia or New Zealand or something, they go, yeah, that, you know, in Australia, that's what the Poms are like, you know.
Like, you come from a very posh background, really, don't you?
I suppose I do. I mean, the thing is it's not how I, you know, I don't remember my childhood being sort of, we didn't live in a stately home or anything, all that sort of thing. But yes, there are some interesting people in my background. But I'm sort of downwardly mobile, heading in the right direction.
Right. Tell us though, who was in the back? Your family gone by, so we had sirs and everything, didn't we?
Well, yeah, my grandfather was an ambassador. He was Sir Ralph Murray, and then my mum, my great 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 grandfather was William Thackeray, who wrote Vanity Fair. So. The author, who was married to a woman from Cork, actually, funnily enough. So my great-great-great-grandmother's, she's from Cork.
See, and they always have a bit of Irish blood in them, no matter what.
Well, absolutely, yeah. I mean, absolutely, of course. I mean, it would be strange if I didn't, I think. And he wrote, one of the things he wrote that made his name was an Irish sketchbook where he went all over Ireland and wrote about what he saw, which is quite interesting.
Potatoes.
Well, there's a bit of that, but there's some really, you know, stuff out on the West Coast. It's a really amazing description of you know, what life was like in Connemara, you know, when he went in the 1630s, you know.
Have you ever been to the Aran Islands?
I haven't, no, but I used to go out to the West when I was a kid. I had an auntie at a house out near Clifton, in the right out the end on the west coast. We used to go there most summers. So, but in the 80s, so a long, long time ago.
Oh, the Aran Islands is amazing. Like, it's a real experience. Like, going back into time. And like, they're sitting there knitting Aran jumpers, no joke, you know, and which by the way are cool nowadays, apparently, because
cool
of Colin. Yeah, because Colin Farrell and Brendan Gleeson have done that new movie, the Banshees of Inisherin, and now Aran jumpers are back in.
Oh, right. Well, that's good, because although my wife always says that I look like a chunky knit in a chunky knit.
There are certain clothing you have to avoid when you're of a certain, how do I put this politely, a certain frame.
Yeah, frame, that's the right word. Yeah,
good strong frame.
Absolutely, yeah, things you must never wear. Yeah.
I'm also of that frame, so I'm allowed to say it. It's okay.
Okay.
And Kabir, do you remember that first TV appearance all those years ago? It was on The Word, was it?
Yes. Yeah.
Oh my God. I remember loving that show. And if I said it to anybody working here, they'd be like, what? Because they're all about 15. And I'm obviously the L one, you know. But who was the presenter at the time on that? Danny Bear did it in the 90s, I remember. Probably not as early as then.
It was Bart Lamar, I think.
Mark Lamar.
Yeah, I mean, it's 30 years ago now, or more. And I met Nirvana that night. They were on that night, which was sort of mad.
No way.
You know, just as they were breaking out.
Yeah.
So it's that weird thing of, they were just guests on a show as well. You know, they weren't Nirvana by that, you know what I mean? Like, they weren't super famous at that point. It's kind of amazing.
Isn't it crazy when you say that was 30 years ago? Because I think 1991 was about 15 years ago.
Yeah, well, that's it, isn't it? That's the thing. That's the way time creeps up on you. You know, I've got grown up kids now, and that you sort of think, well, hold on a minute, you're 7. You're not 23. What are you talking about?
I'm not quite ready to get my my OAP bus pass yet. But when you mention things like 1991, 30 years ago, it does kind of make me a bit scared. So listen, what are you going to be talking about at this gig? Are you going to be slagging the Irish in any way? Just so we're prepared.
No, but I will be. Engaging with talking to the front few rows, maybe.
Right. Okay.
And I don't know. Did you have a pandemic in Ireland? I'm not sure. I can't remember. I didn't follow the news over there. That may come up, and I imagine you had some sort of lockdown nonsense. I don't know. There's going to be a bit about that, because that's what's been really interesting here in the last couple of years as a comedian, or in the last year as a comedian, is there is a subject now that everyone knows the same things about, and as a comic, when you want to like talk about stuff, you have to find the things people have got in common. And for us to all have a great big event in common is like really, is really unusual.
Mm.
So it's quite good fun. You know, we've finally got something you can all share. Because, you know, in the UK we had Brexit, and some people were for it and some people were against it and some people cared about it. Some couldn't have cared less and all that, you know, and knew different things about it, which was the sort of big thing before. But the pandemic, they locked us up in our houses. Everyone knows that. Everyone has to do homeschooling. It's all the similarities are really, really interesting. So, I will be talking about that a bit, needless to say. And I mean, the thing is, like I said earlier, you know, you get that thing, when I go to Ireland, I do get that thing that I'm the Englishman, and that's good fun. You know, there's sport in that.
Yeah, absolutely. It was gas. I saw one of the shows that you did not too long ago, and there was a clip on YouTube, and you were picking on the people who were in the box. And you think when you're up there in the really posh seats that he's not even going to see us, let alone pick on us.
Yeah.
So you have to be careful. When you're actually going on to Ticketmaster to get your tickets for these things, you need to be careful, don't you?
Yeah, well, you need to have in mind what kind of evening you want. Let's put it that way.
Yeah.
And the other night I was somewhere, and there was a guy, he's 19, and he was on his own at the front. And I said, are you on your own? He goes, no, my parents are like at the back, and they bought him a ticket at the front. They sat at the back themselves. And so eventually I found his parents, sniffed them out. And his dad was a high court judge, which is probably why he wanted to avoid getting involved.
Of course, can't be seen having a laugh, couldn't possibly have a social life in any way. And finally, I just want to ask you, Matt Hancock in I Am A Celebrity, they're going to make him do every trial, aren't they?
Yeah, I mean, he must know that. He must, when he went in, he must have known that he's basically going to be like a lightning rod for the whole country.
Yeah,
he must,
of course.
He must know that.
But sure, he's getting paid 400 grand.
Well, maybe being struck by lightning ain't so bad.
Al, we'll let you go. We will see you at Vicar Street. Have a lovely time when you're here in Ireland.
My pleasure. My pleasure to talk to you. Thanks very much.
Bye-bye. It's Something for the Weekend on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.